If you want to make a stop while reciting the Qur'an, you have to change the short vowel at the end of the word you're stopping at into sukun. So we say,
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلْ أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ
So when we stopped at the word فَعَلَ, we said فَعَلْ. But if we kept on reading, we said فَعَلَ. But what happens when you want to stop at a word ending with a شَدَّة? How can you make sure that you show that the letter ends with a شَدَّة without having to take anything from the word or change its structure? And what should it sound like if you stop at a letter with شَدَّة without its vowel, since you will be changing the vowel at the end of the word into sukun? Well, if you want to stop at a word ending with a شَدَّة, it will be one of three possibilities. 1. The letter with شَدَّة is a قَلْقَلَة letter. 2. It is either نُون or ميم with a شَدَّة. And 3. It is any other letter. So first, if any of the قَلْقَلَة letters which form the word قُطُب جَد, if any of these letters came at the end of the word and it had شَدَّة, and you want to stop at it, what should you do? Well, what you should do is applying the highest degrees of قَلْقَلَة to this letter. And applying the قَلْقَلَة properly in this position will be enough to make sure that the شَدَّة is visible and audible at the end of the word. Let us consider these examples.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ
So as you can hear, we said
بِالْحَقِّ
And we didn't say
بالحق.
And we said
الحج,
not الحج. So applying قلقلة properly at the end of these words will take care of the fact that these words end with a شد. And if you want to learn more about قلقلة and how to execute it properly, then you can check out this lesson. Next, if the word you're stopping at ends with ميم or نون that has شَدَّة on top of it, then you will have to apply a غُنَّة of two حَرَكَات or two counts. And it will sound like this.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ
So notice that at the end of these two words, we applied a غُنَّة of two حَرَكَات. This means that it is not correct if you didn't apply غُنَّة.
إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ
This is not correct, and it should be
إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ
And in the next example, it is wrong to read it like that.
فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ
But it should be
فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ
Now, notice the difference between when there is a shadda and when there isn't a shadda on the noon in this case of these almost identical words, which can cause some problems if you don't know how to deal with this situation. In one instance, it doesn't have shadda, and in the other, there is a shadda. Now let's listen to the difference when you stop at either of these words.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ
So, when there is a shadda, you clearly apply the ghunna of two harakat so that when someone hears it, they would know that this word ends with a shadda. And on the other side, if there is no shadda, then you will not apply any ghunna and it will also make clear that the word doesn't end with a shadda. Alright, and now the last possibility, which is if you are stopping at a word ending with a shadda, but with a letter that doesn't belong to the Qutb Jadd letters, nor is it a noon or a meme. So what should you do then? Well, first of all, words that fall under this category are not as many as in the previous two categories. And where these words usually come in an ayah, makes it even less likely that you'll be stopping at them. But in case you do want to stop at them, you have to make sure that you show that the letter has shadda by pronouncing the duplication of the letter clearly. Otherwise, you would be removing a letter from the word. And that can change the structure of the word, which is something you should never do when reciting the Quran. So to understand this even better, let's study this example.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِمَنْ فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ مِنَ الْأَسْرَى
So the word نَبِي is the word that we would like to stop at. So let's analyze this word letter for letter to understand how to do this properly. The most important thing that you will notice right away is that the word ends with a shadda, and therefore, the last letter is duplicated. Now, to stop properly, you need to only drop the dhamma and turn it into sukun. The common mistake that usually happens here is removing the dhamma and the second ya along with it, which would sound like this.
Ya ayyuha nabi.
Which is wrong because this means that there is just one ya at the end of the word, while it should sound like this.
Ya ayyuhan nabi.
So how do we get to this stage? Notice that the original word is an-nabiyyu. What we want to remove is the dhamma only and turn it into sukun. So we should stop before we get to the point when we pronounce the dhamma. That's why we say an-nabi, not an-nabiyyu, and not an-nabi. So the correct pronunciation is an-nabi. And in this way, we don't have the dhamma at the end of the word, and we also show that the word ends with a duplicated letter or a letter with a shadda. Let's have a look at another example.
وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ
So here we said, عَدُوَّ. We did not say, عدو. And we did not say عدو because that would mean that there is just one waw at the end of the word, while there is two. So stopping at this word would mean you would say it like that.
ترهبون به عدو.
So in short, when stopping at a word, you will turn whatever vowel you're stopping at into sukun. But you will need to pay extra attention if this word has shadda at the end of it. If this shadda fell on one of the qutb jadd letters, you will need to deliver the highest degree of qalqala. And if it is noon or meme, which has shadda on top at the end of the word, then you have to make sure to give it exactly two harakat or two counts to show that this letter is duplicated. And finally, if it is any other letter, you have to stop exactly before you are about to pronounce the vowel sound when you are pronouncing the duplicated letter or the letter with shadda, just to make sure that you're not taking away anything from the structure of the word, which is something that you should not do when reciting the Quran. And if you want to learn more about the basic rules of stopping in the middle of an ayah when you're reciting the Quran, then you can check out this lesson, for which I will leave its link in the description as well. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.